It's Tuesday, April 5th, 2022, and I'm Dave Sobel. Two things to know today. Moody's links cyber success to executive proximity, and CFOs weigh in on their impressions of their IT spend. This is the Business of Tech. Let's connect cybersecurity and business today. On Thursday, Moody's financial services and credit rating provider published new research, including a survey of financial services, enterprise firms, infrastructure providers, public sector organizations, and government entities. Quoting from ZDNet, out of those surveyed, 93% now have a cybersecurity manager who reports directly to the board. However, their importance in a company varies. Managers in financial companies were far more likely to report directly to business leaders at 71% than corporates, infrastructure firms, or public entities at 61%, 57%, and 50%, respectively. Moody's noted a direct line to the CEO supports more frequent interactions between the cyber manager and the executive team. This fosters greater awareness and understanding of cyber risk within an organization and typically translates into more. Our survey results show a strong correlation between the closeness of the reporting structure between the cyber manager and the executive suite and the amount of budget and resource allocation to cybersecurity. Survey responses also show that more cyber expertise at the board of directors level correlates well with adopting more advanced cyber defense practices. Why do we care? Here's the key to success in cybersecurity. You had better be linked to the decision makers. It seems incredibly obvious, and yet many of the discussions around security happen at the IT level and not the executive one. This isn't an IT discussion. It's a risk analysis one, and that's a business decision. Cliche, sure, yet why isn't this everywhere? Security discussions that don't involve the executive suite are doomed to failure. And while we're looking at the executive suite, Deloitte with a new Signal survey for Q1 2022, quoting liberally from Tech Republic. According to the CFO Signals report, the 36% of CFOs expecting North America's economy to be better dropped from 45% in the prior quarter. Similarly, 26% of CFOs said they expect Europe's economy to improve a year from now, a sharp decline from 40% in the fourth quarter of 21. There was also a drop in the percentage of CFOs expecting Asia's economy, excluding China, to improve in 12 months, at 33% compared to 37% in the fourth quarter of 21. More than one-third of CFOs indicated they're very satisfied or satisfied with their organization's IT services. Another 34% reported they are somewhat satisfied. 16% of CFOs said they are somewhat dissatisfied with their organization's IT services. 8% noted they are dissatisfied, and just 1% said they are very dissatisfied. CFOs indicated their organization's overall IT spend was 3.1% of annual revenue. The percentage varied somewhat from industry to industry. On the high end, 8% of CFOs reported that their overall IT spend is more than 6% of annual revenue. The average of 3.1% was lower than the 4.25% average that CIOs cited in the 2020 Global Technology Leadership Study regarding their company's technology budget as a percentage of annual revenue. And let's combine that with data from Orbis Software. Technology spending has increased on average by 43% since the start of the pandemic. The most common reasons for increased IT spending, according to the Orbis Software survey, are new technology to support working from home and hybrid working at 71%, rising technology costs at 69%, and additional IT regulations at 56%. However, when it comes to new technology, only 30% of respondents report that all the new technology had brought tangible value. Just over half said most of those initiatives have added tangible value. A full 62% also noted there's a gap between what companies are trying to do versus what they actually achieve. The survey also finds most respondents at 79% reporting that all or most of the technology purchases over the past 24 months have been pre-planned, compared to 13% who say they have been last minute. The survey also reveals that 95% have a technology roadmap in place to help make informed technology purchases. Those plans range for as long as anywhere from 6 months to 12 months at 37%, or 18 months and longer for 33% of respondents. Now, why do we care? Seems I'm not the only one worried about the choppy waters ahead. There was a flurry of self-congratulations from the IT industry as the pandemic hit for the efforts to keep businesses afloat. That honeymoon is long over. Let's note that now those new investments aren't necessarily being felt by the organization. Like the previous story, today it's all about making sure technology investments are being handled by those who call the shots. Are you still relying on a frustrating patchwork of legacy solutions? Modernize your cybersecurity and data protection with Acronis CyberProtect Cloud. It's a single solution that combines backup, anti-malware, and endpoint protection management. As an MSP, you can easily improve client security posture, eliminate complexity, and generate more recurring revenue. Learn more about Acronis CyberProtect Cloud at acronis.com. Thanks for listening. We'll be back again tomorrow with a roundup. Will it be security or return to work? We'll see. Talk to you then. The Business of Tech is written and produced by me, Dave Sobel, under ethics guidelines posted at businessof.tech. Like the content? Support the show at patreon.com/MSPradio or buy our Why Do We Care merch at businessof.tech. If you want to reach our listeners, visit MSPradio.com/engage.
Part of the MSP Radio Network.